Biden's promised economic comeback hit a speed bump with the April jobs report. A disappointing 266,000 jobs added last month, a sharply lower number than in March. The unemployment rate was up to 6.1 from 6% in March. Even so, it's the fourth straight month jobs have been added in the U.S. And the World Health Organization has given its authorization for emergency use of a COVID-19 vaccine manufactured by China's Sinopharm. On Wall Street, stocks higher, the Dow up 226 points and the NASDAQ 109 points higher. This is SRN News.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of comfortable storm-free days continues. You'll need a jacket at night. But for today, a breezy day, comfortable, low humidity, high temperature in the middle 70s, lots of sunshine, clear skies, but unusually cool for so late in the season tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 50 by dawn on Saturday. Tomorrow, beautiful, lots of sunshine, a little warmer, low 80s on Saturday. I think we'll be in the upper 80s on Mother's Day Sunday, still dry. And I think the risk of showers and thunderstorms returns Sunday night, but in the overnight hours and into Monday as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Make this summer one you'll never forget with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway. It's better at Brubaker.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. One man is dead and another man is injured after a shooting late Wednesday night in Montgomery. Police say 21-year-old Joshua Petaway was shot and killed on Kelly Circle. The second victim was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. No arrests have been made. Medical marijuana legislation received final approval Thursday night in the Alabama legislature. The bill would allow people with a qualifying medical condition to purchase marijuana after getting a recommendation from a doctor. The legislation now heads to Governor Ivey's desk. And the Judson College Board of Trustees voted to close the 183-year-old school Thursday because of ongoing financial issues. The college will operate through the summer term, which ends on July 31st. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
When you call for disposal service, don't be put on endless hold by people who don't even know the area. You deserve better for your time and money. You deserve the friendly, local service thousands count on every day from Alabama Dumpster Service. Locally owned and operated, Alabama Dumpster answers your call with a local, friendly customer representative. Call us today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Well, not quite. You are listening to April Marie Fogle today and every day for the next several months. Before we get to Rick, I'm going to talk about briefly some of the other bills that passed this week, because there were other things that got approved. One of the things was about, and I'm reading from a great little summary by Alabama Daily News. Yes, I own Alabama Today, and I'm reading from Alabama Daily News. But you know what? I'm going to cite my sources, because that's what good journalists do. Innovation Act gets final approval. 2 bills to promote entrepreneurship in the state. There was a House bill from Tuscaloosa, Bill Poole, another bill from Jeremy Gray of Opelika. They created, and I hate the creation of more government. I also don't like the government picking winners and losers. And I tend to find that these quote job groups or job whatever, they tend to do that, give tax credits to specific industries and people, and it becomes a more who you know. But at any rate, we got one now going to the governor. The Alabama Innovation Corporation would, quote, increase Alabama's competitiveness in areas of technology and innovation. The two bills together would also include the state being able to pay for $250,000 to entities that receive federal small business innovation research grants. That's a mouthful. But the short version is that the lawmakers in Alabama are trying to get more high earning jobs here. If this is a temporary thing, and it is done fairly, I'm not going to complain too much. As a legislator, I'm not entirely convinced I would have voted for it, but I like high wage jobs. I like attracting and keeping talent in the state. We've got some great universities, and sometimes the people who graduate from those universities have to go elsewhere for good jobs. So I like the idea of more companies that do essential research in our state. I just don't like government picking winners and losers. It's a weird libertarian in me. I don't know how necessary this was, but it's done. It's going to the governor, and there's no way the governor doesn't support it, because the governor is the jobs governor. The only time we hear about the governor is jobs, 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 jobs. Yoga. I mentioned this yesterday. It looks like the 3-decade ban on yoga is going to be lifted. However, there will be no use of chanting mantras and teaching of namaste.
Right.
I like namaste. I'm a Catholic woman who says namaste when I'm at yoga.
Say
it
again.
The God in me greets the God in you. It's pretty much what it says, right?
Namaste.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the yoga I've been doing for all these years is done by the former wrestler Diamond Dallas Page. So he got rid of all that Hindu crap. Not any insult to Hindus. Fascinating religion. But, yeah, so I think it'll be easily translated. And given that Jeremy Gray brought this up from his experience with yoga from an athletic fitness point of view, the stretches are clearly a benefit. They've been a benefit to me. Anybody who's physically active could benefit from this.
Well, one of the things yoga has been shown to do is also help emotional regulation.
Yeah.
And so there have been efforts to get yoga in schools where emotional regulation is an issue. You know, I at home teach my kids, okay, we're going to name your emotion. We're going to talk about it. And I'm not going to invalidate it But I'm also not necessarily going to give into it, right? So my son wanted juice last night. And I said to him, he was just ticked I wouldn't give him juice at bedtime. I said, no, sir, we don't take, you already brushed your teeth, you're not getting juice. And he, rah, rah, rah. And I said, look, you're angry. I get it. Take a deep breath. You're not getting juice. Suck it up, buttercup. Some kids aren't being taught that anger is okay. I get it. You're angry. Take your anger in the other room and you know, have your little fit in there. But there's an appropriate and inappropriate way. And yoga, oddly, is one of those areas where someone's had a really bad day. They can take a yoga elective class and they can kind of chill. The deep breathing, the silence, the stretches are good for you. So, I'm not in this this world where I think the school needs to be teaching things parents should be teaching, but at the same right. time, there are health benefits, physical and emotional, to yoga, and I'm all about that.
Well, and in terms of emotional regulation, you want an upper? I'm not talking about drugs.
What you got?
It's a real simple text. On our way home. And that is from Dan Morris from the Horse's Mouth. That's awesome.
That is awesome. Yay for Dan. All right, we're going to go to Rick before I get into more of these bills. Hi, Rick. How's it going?
Oh, better than I deserve. And good to hear Dan's on his way home.
That's awesome.
It's great news.
Yeah. Hey, you know, this whole thing about critical race theory, Project 1619, the issue really is that we are being painted into a corner. If I express a sentiment of thought that's different from what their view is, I'm automatically a racist. I can be fired. You know, I was watching this New Jersey, I think, police woman who put something out on Facebook. She had a 20-something year career terminated, okay, for expressing her opinion. You know, yeah, so
it's wild.
First Amendment doesn't apply to me. It will apply to you. You can call me a racist and not get fired. I can say I disagree with Black Lives Matter, and I can get fired.
So we're
painted in a corner.
It is intended to silence us. And the only way to fight back is to keep talking anyway. And it's unfortunate because a lot of people, you're right, don't have the luxury of doing that if it's going to risk their jobs. But here's the thing, and I say this to people, I reject your narrative. That's what I would literally tell someone. Well, that's racist. Well, I reject that. It's not racist. And let me tell you why. And sometimes they don't want to hear it. And other times people surprise me and they do want to hear what I have to say. But I will not teach my children about white privilege. I will teach my children that we are blessed and that they are privileged to have the support system we have. They are privileged. It is a privilege that we have the ability to have a house and clothes and a good education and all of these things. But I'm not going to teach my children to, which, like it or not, it all comes down to a group of people that want my children to hate themselves to some extent. And there are white people who just walk around with their white guilt and they don't know what to do with their white guilt. And they're always talking about their white guilt. And how can I better people? And then there's the list of demands from some of the really far wild BLM groups who say, you need to give up your job for Black people. You need to give up your money for Black people. You need to do this, that, and the other. No, we just need to be able to have a conversation, a civil, honest, truthful conversation about what needs are in our communities and how we can meet them without being scared of being called a racist. I am one of the people who will talk about this. And there aren't, Joey's got a radio show. He's not afraid to talk about this. There are people I know in media who won't write op-eds about this, who won't talk about it on the radio.
Oh, sure.
Because all it takes is one quote out of context and you're in trouble.
Well, and April Marie, I don't know if you've seen this either, Rick, It was a few, several months ago. It must have been last year in the middle of all this after we can now say the murder of George Floyd. It was a guy, I think in New Jersey, white guy, though he definitely looked Italian to me if we're going to focus on that. And he had picked up two random strangers, two younger black guys, and he put it out on TikTok. And he said, "Hey, white people," the Italian guy did, "this is called an apology lunch. What do you fellas want?" And they're stopping McDonald's, and he buys them. He goes, "Thanks, white people. Here, apology lunch." But you can tell the younger black guys are like, "What is this honky doing?" No, we'll take the lunch, but it's so... my suggestion to folks is don't react to it. Treat people generally how you were taught at, you know, Sunday school. And use language and beliefs that are deeper than the political moment, racial or otherwise. Use, you know, ideas that maybe came from Sunday school, things that have stood the test of time for quite some time. And usually you won't go wrong if you stick by that. Some folks will try to cancel you, but if you stick by things that have stood a while, it will it'll serve you well.
I agree.
And I agree with both of you 100%. The fear, though, is still there. Every day, somebody is being canceled, somebody is being fired because they dared to express an opinion. And, you know, no matter how they said it, it wasn't said hatefully, it wasn't said ugly, but it was contrary to the narrative that the media is pushing and shoving down people's throats. And so we corporations want to be woke, so we're going to fire these people who do that.
Yeah, and I hate that knee-jerk reaction, by the way. I absolutely despise that knee-jerk reaction. Well, Rick, we got to take a break. Thank you for calling in. Charles, we'll get to you in just a minute.
Sweet Creek, 722. Oh.
I got you, Rick.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. Thanks for remembering. All right, Charles, we'll get back to you in just a minute. You've been listening to April Marie Fogel, filling in for Dan Morris today and every day. Dan the man is on his way home.
Woohoo!
Great news. All right, we'll be right back after this short break.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad.
Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, I'm in Birmingham for my surgery and recovery. Let me first say thank you so much for your prayers. That is very important to me, and it got me through my last cancer. But I'm not going to let a little radical surgery get in the way of my helping my audience. That's why I'm taking the time to remind you about my good friend John Williams and the great folks at Mortgage Corporation of the South. They have helped me and so many members of my audience save money by refinancing their home. Whether it's VA, FHA, or conventional loan, Mortgage Corporation of the South is your go-to new home or existing home refinancing. As I mentioned, Mortgage Corporation of the South handled my personal home and did an outstanding job and saved me oodles of money. So call John Williams and the gang at Mortgage Corporation of the South, 567-9000, and let them help you. Good credit, not just good credit. Let Mortgage Corporation of the South put you on the right side of lending. 567-9000.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now is a great time to transfer your home videos during our 50% off May special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file, call us today at Dan Black Studios. We've been providing professional video services for over 35 years, and all work is done right here in our facility in Montgomery, unlike those stores that ship them off to who knows where. That's 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net. And don't forget our May 50% off.
Duvall's Landscapes is your go-to company for anything outdoors. Full-service landscaping, irrigation installation, outdoor lighting and sound systems, retaining walls, paver patios, stone and tile work, privacy fences, water features, and concrete work as well. Not to mention that Duvall's does custom outdoor fireplaces, kitchens, and living spaces just in time for barbecue season. COVID was hard on everyone, but it's time for a new year and to invest in your family's living space and create something awesome. Duvall's Landscapes will help you choose brick, stone, concrete, marble, tile, wood, or whatever you want to complete your dream design. Visit DuvallsLandscapes.com today or call 791-4108 and schedule a free on-site visit. Get your home ready for family and friends and make memories with your new outside oasis from Duvall's Landscapes. Duvall's Landscapes will make it easy for you by offering beautiful long needle straw delivered and installed for just $20 per roll or $10.50 for just the roll. Call Duvall's today at 791-4108 or visit DuvallsLandscapes.com.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments, so call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
I can't wait till we go to video broadcasting. You guys have no idea the smooth moves of Joey Clark and April Marie Fogel. When these buffer songs come on, they are thoroughly entertaining. You are listening to April Marie Fogel. You can find me on social media at April Marie. That's APRYLMARIE. Charles has been patiently waiting on the line. How's it going, Charles?
How you doing? I just wanted to say, what you're seeing going on in the world right now, it's all an illusion. It's an alternate reality. It is not the way things really are. Right? Before Obama got in office, I mean, I didn't even think about racism here. I mean, the only time that racism ever, popped up in my mind is if I was, way down, deep in the South, and, you'd be driving around and you'd see this huge rebel flag hanging. But even that, they just associate that with racism. It has absolutely nothing to do with it. But at any rate, I mean, it's not real. I mean, all it is the media and all these leftists, they're just pushing this idea of all this terrible hate. All you have to do is look up FBI statistics on white men, Asian men, Spanish, and black men being shot by the police. I mean, just look up facts. And that's what we're seeing is not facts. I mean, when you go to fly your American flag and you're called a racist for that, I mean, that's just, things need to be reset. I mean, period. I mean, once a country's gone that far, that's when it's time for a great reset. And I'm talking about by we the people, not the government, because the government works for us. So, I mean, when you can't even fly your country's flag without being called a bigot or whatever, or can't even be classified as a patriot, and you're considered racist. I know tons of black people that are just as patriotic as I am, and they're tired of all the crap. They're tired of BLM's crap. They're tired of all these politicians' crap. And I'm talking about from both sides. I'm not just saying Democrats. So, I mean, it's all an illusion, and people buy into it. Just ignore that crap. Go about your life. Live like you've been living. And, I mean, because they're not going to be able to change nothing. They're going to be like three-year-olds pitching fits on the floor kicking and screaming, and it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Here's the thing. One of the things that Charles, I think we're getting some feedback from our second voice from there. One of the things that I've seen a lot of is people feeling exploited by the BLM movement. And Breonna Taylor's mom came out and essentially said that. Said they're raising money off of my daughter's shooting, and they're not giving that to me. They're not talking to me. She said they couldn't even pick me out of the lineup. There were BLM people in a room with her who didn't acknowledge her, who were there, quote, talking about her daughter, and that it has become just a disingenuous movement. And when you have someone like that, like Breonna Taylor's mom, saying this is a movement who is exploiting the death of an individual they claim to represent, you know you've got a problem. And I think you're right. I think there are a number of people who just want to talk about the actual issues. What is leading to African Americans' testing scores being down? What is leading to the housing crisis? What is leading to unemployment? Let's talk about the actual problems and the solutions. I said that about the monuments bills.
They don't want to do that, because when you get down to the nitty gritty, and you got kids that are raised in homes with no father figure, father ain't ever in their life, none of the family works. They don't want to get down to the nitty gritty, because the truth will bite them in the you know what. And it's cultural, is what you're seeing. BLM out there burning businesses down and all that. How is that at all helping any kind of cause? How is that helping that family that doesn't have enough money to have an AC unit in their house? You know, how is that, you know, helping the sweet little old black lady that has worked hard all her life and doesn't make enough money on her Social Security to have AC in her home or something? How do them people going and attacking innocent people, flipping police cars, putting bullseyes on the back of police officers, burning businesses down? I mean, black-owned businesses burning them down.
It doesn't. Well, and it divides us even further. It divides us from supporters of BLM versus non-supporters. And I have been very clear. Again, I wrote an op-ed about it that got a lot of national clicks on it, about the lies of the Black Lives Matter group and how it is more divisive than inclusive, and how those of us who say, I want a more level playing field. And I'll admit where there are problems and issues with this, but you have to admit that some of the solutions we're talking about are conservative solutions. Some of the solutions that's going to make education better for everybody, regardless of race, is more school choice. And we have to talk about the realistic questions and answers. And you're right. You're absolutely right, Charles, that
in my heart, they're making people racist. There's days I wake up and I'm talking about sitting with my black friend, and we'll all be just like, the hell with it. You know, just let them do whatever they want to do. Let them burn their cities down. As long as they don't bring that crap down south, they'll be walking tomorrow. You know, and I mean, it's like today, the first article I pop up is a video of anarchists in Portland stopping people and got guns.
Oh my goodness, I saw the video. So here's the other part of this is that what's going on in Seattle, what's going on in Portland, what's going on in some of these bigger cities has been going on. Imagine living there nonstop.
No, ain't no way.
And the media just stopped covering it. The media just stopped covering it.
Of course they're going to stop covering it, because it's gotten out of control, and it's all because of them.
Well, and because the liberal local elected officials who, instead of putting a stop to it, they made it a partisan issue. They didn't want Donald Trump. They didn't want the feds. They didn't, if there's a Republican governor, they don't want the help of the National Guard. They want to make, they want to placate people who they had no business ever placating, and prosecutors dropping charges and law enforcement refusing to arrest them. It's bonkers is what it is. All right, Charles, we got a whole board full of people here.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
All right. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. It is time for a quick break. Duke hang tight. Duke and Duke hang tight. Jerry hang tight. We're going to continue this conversation on the other side of this. You're listening to April Marie Fogle, filling in for Dan Morris, today and every day for the next several months. You can find me at APRYLMARIE on all the social media places. Be right back.
The Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
David Little's in the house. We're into spring. Summer's right around the corner. Mother's Day is just down the road.
You're right, Bubba. It's right down the road. I tell you, not far. Mother's Day, Memorial Day, lots and lots of great events coming up. For Mama, if you want a necklace, you want some jewelry, you want a purse, we've got it. Great new stuff in. If it's candy you want, and if you want some chocolate, we're going to have all kinds of new things we're doing. We're doing some white chocolate turtles, white chocolate caramel sticks, all kinds of new chocolate ideas, more dark chocolate. If chocolate isn't your thing and you just want some good old-fashioned farm fresh pecans, we've got those at Tucker Pecan. Whether you want them halves, pieces, roasted and salted, we've got it all. Memorial Day's coming up. You want to get ready for your big backyard party, pool party, lake party, we've got beach towels, beach totes, sauces, seasonings, you name it, we've got it. We're your one-stop shop for your party needs this summer.
Where are you located?
350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com. Call us at 262-4470. Like us on Facebook.
Call David Ernest and he'll have your retirement savings higher than the body count in a John Wick movie.
Well, maybe not that high, but you know what I'm talking about.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hi, I'm Paul Doe. Me and my wife Jessica own the Seafood Beach over here in Perry Hill and Carmichael. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for going on 3 years now. It has been a great turnout. It's been a pleasure partnering with a local company like Blue Water. And if you have your own business, I suggest teaming up with a partner like Blue Water Broadcasting. It's a local company that helps local businesses.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of comfortable storm-free days continues. You'll need a jacket at night. But for today, a breezy day, comfortable, low humidity, high temperature in the middle 70s, lots of sunshine, clear skies, but unusually cool for so late in the season tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 50 by dawn on Saturday. Tomorrow, beautiful, lots of sunshine, a little warmer, low 80s on Saturday. I think we'll be in the upper 80s on Mother's Day Sunday, still dry. And I think the risk of showers and thunderstorms returns Sunday night, but in the overnight hours and into Monday as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
You are listening to April Marie Fogle on the Dan Moore Show. Clearly, I am not the only one having a good day today. Joey is just dancing. I've never seen him this happy. It's so cute.
Well, it's Friday, and we only have like 20-something shopping minutes left, and then I get to go waste time. You got to make time to waste time, you know.
Fair enough. And Dan is on his way home.
I know. It's an incredible thing.
It's wild.
You know, after everything he's described, the photo he sent me, I'm like, well, dadgum, you look pretty good for a guy just had his jaw replaced.
Like, that's wild.
No, it is fantastic. And, you know, Dan always defies the odds. They say 8 weeks. No, he's going to be faster than that. We'll see.
All right. We've got a drawing to do.
Yes. Let me, you ready, Mr. Hippie, behind the board? All right, I'll turn it up a little bit. The winner is Jim. First-time caller, Jim. Give us a call at 272-9228. You're the winner of the Sweet Creek gift basket. $60 worth of whatever you like from Sweet Creek Farm Market. If it was me, I'd fill it up with Wagyu beef and big old cookies.
You'd love those cookies.
What, they have cakes over there? I actually did an audible, and I went by Sweet Creek this past weekend and got a big old peanut butter cake, pancake.
All right.
And it was, it's like, who are you sharing that with? What, share? Share.
That's share. Fantastic. All right, we're going to get a Jerry. Jerry's been patiently waiting. How's it going?
How you doing today?
I'm good.
I like talking to people, and everybody's been calling. Just says, "Well, hey, I'm glad you're, you know, helping out with Dan and blah blah blah." What do you want us to call you, April, Marie, or you want the whole name? What do you want? Is April okay?
So, April Marie is my preferred pronoun.
My preferred name. I'll do that.
But I will do any version. I'll do any version of it. AM, AMF, A-Ree, Missy Marie. Wow. I got a whole list of names.
Well, I'll go with April Marie. That's fine. Listen, on this unemployment thing with the state,
yeah,
that's some garbage. My wife has never paid a penny to unemployment insurance in the state of Alabama. She's never filed once for unemployment in the state of Alabama. She lives in Georgia and got a letter at the Alabama residence with her name, part of her Social Security number, and saying that that they're looking over to see if she'll be approved for unemployment. I have tried to call that stupid phone number on there to tell them, somebody's barking at the wrong tree here. Just, you know, but you can't talk to anybody. And the answer machine doesn't get turned on until 5, and that takes appointments for the next day.
That's wild.
I have called at 5:07, and all the appointments for tomorrow have been taken up. I don't even know how to report this garbage.
That's some fraud there, clearly.
Yeah, but you can't report it.
I guess you have to keep with it. Although they said you can now report it online, you have to see if there's now a link online to report it.
Well, you know, I'm so used to talking. I like talking to people. I don't like WW stuff.
Right. Oh, yeah.
All right. I'll try going through the
And Jerry, if you're not getting from the employment office the right response, you can always bother the Attorney General's office. I'm sure Steve Marshall's folks would love to hear from you.
That's true.
At the end of the day, that is a good angle.
That's true.
You know, he'd like to get his teeth in something like that, wouldn't he?
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. So since you brought up unemployment real quick, I will say, because I just got an update from the Alabama Department of Labor yesterday. There were a little over 10,000 initial claims. A little over 8,000 of those were estimated to be COVID related. And in the industry breakdown is in first place in unemployment, manufacturing, then administrative and support, and waste management and remediation services. That's a weird group. That's 826 claims. Retail, 708 claims. Food service and food and hotel, 632 service people. And then healthcare and social assistance, 610 people. Jefferson County had the largest claims with 1,627 people. That's a lot of people out of work. That's a lot of people out of work, guys.
Yeah.
It's wild. It's wild to me. Let's see. Duke, going to Duke. And then Urbanite, you hold tight. Will we get to you in a second?
Hello?
Hey, Duke.
How you doing? April Marie? I've been leaving Marie falling off, so I'm calling April Marie for now.
All right. I'm doing great today. I really am. It's a Friday afternoon. I'm going to have a whole weekend with my children. We're going to bring in lunch on Sunday. It's a good week.
All right, then. I'm going to apologize to, what's his name? So was your boy that said Duke always talking about race. Now, I was minding my own business a while ago, and I was in and out of this, you know, listening to the show, but I heard this cat named Charles or somebody saying that Obama the one started this race thing. What do you mean by that?
Well, very early, and I don't know what he meant by that. He can call back and speak for himself. But one of my earliest memories of the Obama administration was Michelle Obama saying it was the first time she was proud to be an American. And she...
A lot of people feel that way. Sometimes I feel that way.
Obama's election made you the first proud to be an American?
Nope. Some things that took place in my life that, you know, when he got into the office, it was, you know, breath of fresh air because... I remember back in the day when blacks go to the unemployment office to sign up for a job, he had a white guy tear up the application when they turned their back, on the way out of the door. And I witnessed that myself.
Yeah.
We have come far in our nation.
And you know, I'm only 59 years old now. This happened in the 80s right here. Okay. But I've seen a lot of things go on. I can, you know, tell you a lot of stories about racist thing they've done against me, you know, but I'm not going to go there because I don't have that kind of time to talk about it all. But Charles, Mr. Charles, to sit there and say that we should stay in our places and go in the corner and sit your black ass down somewhere and don't talk about it. And Mr. Soldier Boy tell us not to talk about it. Oh, hell yeah, we got to talk about it. There is racism in this world, you know, and always going to be racism in this world. We know he didn't say anything when Trump, you know, came in and stirred things up. Why are you talking about Obama stirring things up? Then on top of that, they never called him President Obama. They call him Obama, but it always President Trump. It always President Trump right now. Yeah, he's the former president right now. Okay, but don't come on here and tell us as black folks to stay in our corner and shut the hell up. And as far as looting and setting fires and all that, back in the day, the Klan and different other people used to burn down black people's houses because a black guy looked at a white woman downtown for more than 10 seconds. They went over and burned the people's houses up. So that's how black people learn how to burn stuff up from white folks throughout the history, okay? So don't tell us how to think and when they speak up about racism. We see it every day. We're not stupid, okay? you know.
Well, Duke, I appreciate you. I appreciate you calling in, and I don't think anybody wants. I don't want anybody to shut up. I just want to be able to have a conversation where you talk to me and I talk to you, and
there
we
you
talk. We can talk about yesterday, you and know? I'll tell you. I'll stand next to you and tell you. I know that, especially in the South, there were people full of hatred who did hateful things, and they should be. We should all condemn that. We should all openly acknowledge that. We had a whole conversation one of my first days last week about going to the memorial for lynching. I don't think we need to erase history, but I think we also need to understand that there have been great strides made. Duke, if somebody came to your house and threatened you because of the color of your skin, I know an army of white people who would have your back.
Right. And let me use an example about... I didn't mean to cut you off, Miss May.
You're okay.
Let me use an example about something right quick before I go. There's a white friend that he and I used to work together years ago. And he came to me one day and said, "Kurt, I have to apologize to you." I said, "For what?" He said, me and my other co-workers would call you the nigger word behind your back. You hear me?
I heard you.
He said that I apologize to you because we call you that every day. Well, you and the other black guy. And so he took me to Promise Keeper with him. And the speaker said that they talked about race during this Promise Keeper event. And the guy asked each race, he said that we got to deal with racism. He said, white guy, if, you know, you got a problem with a black person, to look at your friend and say, make me understand you. Vice versa, black guy ask the white guy to make me understand you.
I'm with
we
you.
We got to talk about it. We all got to talk about it instead of pushing it under the rug, Mr. Charles.
Well, I think we need to talk about it. We got to talk about it in honest terms. We got to talk about it in Tay-Tay's terms. There are a lot of people who are still looking at the past and acting as though history is repeating itself today. And it's not to the extent that some would have us believe. We are closer today. Duke, you and I could sit at a restaurant. We could have a conversation. In that conversation, we would agree on most things. And that is a far cry with what a lot of political people would have you understand or believe that could happen between a black man and a white woman. We have come further. I can sit down with a black Democrat and have so much in common with him. And we can agree on issues and on solutions and on how we need to make a world a better place for black children and white children, Asian children, and you name it. But there are people in this country right now who want us to believe it's not possible for us to come together and have that meeting and have that conversation in a civil way. Okay, I have blown my break. We're going to go on a break. When we come back, we're going to have Urbanite, Harvey, Randall, if we get to you. Stay tuned. You're listening to April Marie Fogel, filling in for Dan Morris. Be right back.
The Dan Morris Show.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Successfully made it through week two of April Marie as your substitute teacher. Dan the man Morris heading home from the hospital. Gosh, that's an answer to prayers. It really is. I've said this before, I'm going to say it again. If you are the praying type, send prayers to Dan. If you are not the praying type, but you have warm wishes or believe in a higher power, you do that too. Dan needs all of our thoughts. He's going to recover. He's going to bounce back. I believe that. I know that. I know he believes it. I know that your support is helping him get through this. Urbanite, how's it going, friend?
How are you doing? You remind me of that substitute teacher who walked into a classroom where a teacher had bad classroom management. And all of a sudden, you're getting all that baggage thrown on you. But you're in our age group, sort of. You and I are a little bit younger than, what's his name, the guy, Duke, that just called. Yeah. But I would urge you and people who care like you to understand the African diaspora. And if you really want to have a conversation with somebody black, you tell them about the difference between a black person that ends up in Brazil as opposed to a black person that ends up in North America. Hmm. After the Middle Passage. Then you can add another layer to it and you ask them, who you think is more responsible, the Portuguese or the Spanish when it comes to the slave trade? And then we'll throw in that big ticket that, you know, they don't like to talk about in 1609, in the 1619 project. America wasn't even a country then. It was actually a British colony. So granted, we kept slavery in this country a tad longer after we became a country. There's a whole lot of baggage out there that has nuances that you can't even imagine. And then, you know, nobody ever talks about the Indians owning slaves. How did they get the skate card on that one?
You know, there's a lot about our history we don't talk about.
I know, and it's all relevant because it all adds to the layer as to why this is so complicated. But anyway, I just thought I'd say happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Urbanite. It's very good to hear from you. Randall, we got a couple minutes left. How's it going, friend?
Randall. What's up? My bad, you caught me off guard. That's all. Hey, do you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Well, it's been some heavy topics thrown on your desk today, y'all's way, that's for sure. And for the you was talking about Dan, you know, finishing up with Dan, talking about prayer, and tomorrow, it's something that used to be at the Homewood up around your way. It was the ovarian cancer 5K run, and they bring it the day before that girl, for Maddie. And they're doing it tomorrow, and you line up at the Methodist Church. If anybody wants to join, they're gonna wear a little teal blue tutus, you know what I mean, kind of make a little fun thing out of it, and try to bring a little smile to Maddie's face tomorrow. So, and that's her and Dan kind of remind me of the same about the prayer, man. You just the strength that these two show, but even though the roads, you know what I mean, are heading different paths, they never gave up praying. And I don't know, it's something that, you know what I mean, been battling with. So I guess that's like everything. We could lay it on your desk today. And I hope you look Maddie up, man.
A friend sent me some information on Maddie yesterday. Heard you talking about her. It might have been yesterday, day before yesterday. It is heartbreaking. It is truly, anytime a child is sick, especially, you know, you look at their loved ones and they're doing the best they can. And Maddie is loved. And I'm going to bring it all around because that's the kind of mama I am. We started this show talking about children who have no families. We started this show talking about people who don't have that. And we need, if I'm going to turn into a televangelist these last 5 minutes, I'm going to tell you, we're going to pray for Maddie. We're going to pray for Dan. We're going to pray for those kids we were talking about earlier. I'm a woman of faith, and maybe some of my listeners aren't. Whatever it is you believe in, whatever higher power, if you got a higher power, think about it. If you aren't a person of faith at all, we still believe in the humanity of people. Send warm thoughts to those we were talking about, Dan, Maddie, the others. It has been a really, thank you for calling in, Randall. It has been a really big, long week for us. For all of us. I feel like some weeks are big on the federal level. You're like, what did Biden do? What did Trump do? Some weeks it's looking at Congress. Some weeks we're looking at Supreme Court. This week, all eyes were on Montgomery. John Rice, who's been in this business a long time, been watching these Alabama legislators closely for a long time, was watching this gaming bill last night, said he hasn't seen anything like it in a long time. I believe his words were, he hasn't seen anything like this in his lifetime, which is saying a lot because he was here for all the Hubbard stuff. He's seen a lot in the Alabama legislature. So for him to say he ain't seen anything like what happened last night, and I am shocked at what happened last night in terms of, it looks like amateur hour. And I say that as a conservative woman who loves some of our conservative lawmakers. And we got some good ones in the Montgomery delegation. But it has been a week listening to and watching these lawmakers as they round out this session with sheer madness. Oh, I didn't get to a couple of the bills. There were some cool ones. I'm going to get to those. So they did pass daylight savings time. Woo, woo. Look, I am tired of moving my clock. A bill that would allow the state to adopt permanent daylight savings time if the federal government approves it passed its final vote on Thursday. I believe Florida did too. There might be some hope for changing this wackiness that is daylight savings time. Senate Bill 388 from Senator Livingston passed the Senate unanimously, passed the House with a final vote of 93-1. Who was the one who said no? How do you say no to that? That's strange. What is up with people?
Wait, say this again. Who voted? Like, what bill was that?
That was the daylight savings bill. So we are permanently on daylight savings time.
Yeah, I was wondering.
We'll have more daylight in the afternoon, and we'll be better for everyone, Wharton said.
Yeah, I agree with that. I was wondering if it was more like a fiscal principle, thorn in the legislature's side. But no, that's not the case. I don't know who would have voted against that. I'm for it.
I'm going to look for it because that's just weird. Congress has considered the Sunshine Protection Act. That name cracks me up. Of 2021. But it's not moved in the House yet. This should be a nonpartisan thing, okay? Quit messing with our time. Arizona doesn't have daylight savings time, which then really gets me when I'm dealing with Arizona people and it's like, I'm trying to do, the worst thing is me sitting in my house in Birmingham trying to coordinate a call with somebody in DC, someone in Arizona, because we're all in different time zones and it's like, what's happening here? Next week, I hope to have some lawmakers on. You're going to want to tune in. It is the week of wheeling and dealing. It is the week where they've got to get to the end. There's one more day of session. What will pass and go to the governor? It's going to be so fun to see. You guys, be sure to tune in. I will be back every day next week and every day for the next several months, filling in for Dan Morris. It was such a pleasure to take your calls today, and it has been such a pleasure to take your calls all week. You can find me on social media at April Marie. That's APRYLMARIE. You can download the app. If you're one of those people talking about coming in and out of Coverage Zone, download the app.